Chris, this is Frank, and thank you as always. You and I were talking prior to the show. One thing we didn't touch on was quarterbacks. I noticed they've announced that it was an open competition, although clearly Lambert has always been the designated starter and Johns has been the first sub off the bench. What's your take on all that, and is that just a bunch of hot air?
Yeah, Matt, I think it's always an open competition for every position. Like, and I know quarterback's different than other positions in sport, but to me, I don't read much into it. Lambert is the more experienced of the two. He started more games than Matt Johns did. So in terms of experience as a starter, I think you would have to lean Lambert as the leader in the clubhouse, unless Johns can really kind of accelerate his arm strength and some of his decision-making here and there. I'm not sure he can overtake Lambert, who, when he was healthy, played pretty well. You know, he sprained his ankle at BYU and took a while to get back into full playing form. But I thought Lambert looked like the better quarterback most of the time, although Johns gave you that perfect spark. You know what I mean? Like when the offense is kind of dead in the water and struggling a little bit, you could bring in Johns and it would instant energy into the offense. And so I like that role for him, and I think that's one he's willing to serve for the team.
Hey, I did see a good piece of news on football where Barry Word's son, Landon Word, verbally committed to come play for the Hoos. What are your thoughts on that? Remembering that Barry Word rushed for 2,257 yards for UVA back in the day.
Someone jokes that the Petty Word legacy connection is coming back to Virginia because Petty's son is a invited walk-on this fall from Fork Union Military Academy. So it's possible to have Petty and Word back on the docket again together. It looks like Landon Word is, for now, being recruited as a linebacker. That's mostly where his experience is at.
Yes.
And he could be a very good player in that role. He's not there yet. You know, we're 2 years away from him ever being here, and it would be interesting to see what his development is like as a high school player and as a college player, but he certainly has the physical tools and the bloodlines to think he could be a good one.
I think he's 6'3", 220, which for a kid that's a junior in high school, that sounds like a beast.
Hey, Chris,
are changing, right?
Yeah, we only have a moment or two left, but what Frank had mentioned, the idea that Brogdon and Anderson are at this NBA workout situation, do you hear anything in that realm?
Yeah, I think they're both going through the advisory board process. That's something that Coach Bennett has been very open about, that he encourages his players to do at this stage of their career. So I think they're both just getting feedback from the proper channels so they can make a decision based on that. We did see Malcolm on the Final Four coverage the other night. He was honored during one of the commercial breaks, and as they came back, you could see him on the court.
Yeah, I did see that.
I think it was the All-State Good Works team. So
yeah,
we know that Malcolm is in the Final Four town, at least on Saturday.
Hey, Chris, trying to get some feedback on a couple things. First off, is Andrew Brown, the former Gatorade High School Player of the Year, is he healthy?
Yes. I talked to him on Friday during media availability. He said he's healthy, that he took boxing lessons over winter break back home in the Virginia Beach, Chesapeake area.
Yep.
A lot of that to work on his hand and footwork,
yep.
Something that he said he learned a lot his true freshman year, even though he was hurt a lot and didn't play that much, is that he had to get better with his footwork and his hand placement and a lot of those details, so he thought boxing lessons might help him with that.
And Mike Moore, Sean Moore's son, who really came on last year, what is his issue? He's injured, right?
Yeah, he's sitting out the spring. I'm not exactly sure what it is. He's one of the numerous guys sitting out spring practice, which usually indicates you had some sort of winter season surgery of some sort. I don't know that Mike Moore did. But he's certainly not participating at all this spring. He's a full sit-out. He's not even a partial participant, but he's been in the program for a while, so there won't be any catching him up. The big thing is just to get him healthy.
All right, and lastly, Trey Nicholson, before we go to break, is he 100%, 80%, 75%, and might we see the old Trey Nicholson kicking butt in the secondary wearing jersey number one?
Yeah, he's definitely back at full practice. I don't know if he's 100% because there's just a working your way back into shape thing to be considered there, but Greg Waters saw him at the first open practice and said he looked a lot like the old Trey Nicholson with his movements and his confidence out there, and that certainly would would help the secondary and allow you to shuffle some pieces around with someone that experienced coming back into the fold.
Chris, as always, we thank you for just taking a couple of minutes tonight. We thank you for support of Who's Talking over these 6 years, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks so much, and good luck to the Badgers tonight.
Bucky Badger, yes, sir. Go. All right, bottom of the hour break. Don't forget, when we come back after these messages, we'll be joined by head football coach Mike London.